This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The President of the United States waded into the nitty-gritty of local policing today. Item 1, his Task Force on 21st Century Policing released its recommendations this morning. That was the task force set up last year. Among those recommendations, less surplus military equipment will be offered to local PDs. Item number 2, in a separate announcement, more than $160 million in grants will be made to cajole police officers to follow the task force's recommendations, like buying body cameras. Also, and quite possibly not coincidentally, the White House is trying to buy itself a little bit of sway over how local police departments operate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
The new grants are meant to encourage local police departments to adopt some suggestions from the White House, have officers wear body cameras, use a new federal toolkit to train them. The grants make the medicine go down a bit more smoothly, but the White House's reach is limited, according to Jack Pitney, a political scientist at Claremont McKenna College.
On a day-to-day basis, the President of the United States does not control the way police officers interact with citizens.
Money may talk, but that doesn't mean everybody's listening. Jim Pascoe is executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police. He says police departments were already buying cameras, and local police will make the key decisions about how to use them.
Who'll be wearing them and for how long and under what circumstances they go on and off?
This isn't the first time President Obama has dangled money in front of local officials to try to bend them to his will.
Yeah, I think it works.
Robert Shapiro is a professor of political science at Columbia University. He points to funding for states to expand Medicaid in the Affordable Care Act.
They'll take the money, and I think it's a good case in point is what we've seen on Medicaid.
President Obama also tried to get states to change the way they educate their children with his Race to the Top grants. And he's hardly the first president to try buying a little local control. President Nixon handed out grants encouraging local police to get tough on crime. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.